Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. The Caribbean region has a long history of mutual assistance during natural disasters. This spirit of cooperation is rooted in a shared understanding of the region's risks. So it was no surprise that in September 1950, Barbados rose to the occasion for the island of Antigua and Barbuda, which was struck by two hurricanes in that month. On this day, September 9, 1950, the Barbados Advocate newspaper published a report from a correspondent in Antigua who wrote on the widespread damage that left many people homeless, disrupted communications, and damaged key sectors of that economy. It also noted the contributions received by the Antigua government from local and international sources for the Hurricane Relief Fund. Among the donors was the Barbados Girl Guides, which contributed clothing, as well as British Guiana, the Red Cross in London, and the American Red Cross in Puerto Rico. To provide additional support, several days later on September 12th, the Barbados Parliament passed a resolution to contribute $20,000 towards Antigua's hurricane relief efforts. Dr. Hugh Gordon Cummins tabled the resolution and stressed the importance of providing immediate and tangible support to Antigua. He highlighted that while private individuals had contributed, it was the government's responsibility to act quickly. Mr. Winter Crawford expressed deep sympathy for Antigua and emphasized that Barbados's good fortune of being spared from the ravages of the hurricane ought not to blind Barbadians or harden their hearts insofar as extending any assistance they could to those who had been less fortunate than they were. He said that everyone should give until it hurts, so to speak, both private and government, and bearing in mind the fact that the damage was estimated at $1 million, he did not think the public would be satisfied and therefore moved that the amount be reduced to $12,000. Likewise, reflecting concerns about the government's financial capacity, Mr. Clyde G. Alder felt that the $20,000 was extremely high, and even the $12,000 was still too much. Instead, Mr. Alder moved that $4,800 be put in the place of the sum in the resolution. But the Honorable Mencia Cox disagreed. He lamented, quote, "No dignified people could appreciate a gift which has given them so much criticism," unquote. He added that reducing the aid would be undignified and pointed out that Barbados had previously provided $24,000 in aid to St. Lucia after a fire. Several other members of Parliament also argued against reducing the amount, though T.T. Lewis underscored the importance of government's relief to Antigua and any other West Indian nation in need. He suggested that immediate needs such as food and clothing were more critical than monetary aid at that stage. Despite the debate, the resolution was passed to allocate $20,000 to assist Antigua and Barbuda during the widespread damage and destruction caused by the two hurricanes of September 1950. This decision, which was reported in the Barbados Advocate on this day, September 9th, and later on September 13th, 1950, was a significant gesture of solidarity for Barbados, a spirit that continues to resonate throughout the Caribbean region today.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.